Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check that out and find out more about what I mean by the age of the customer, also about the moment of relevance, which I think you need to be prepared for. You can find out all the different places and all the different ways you can buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. How about this book? Daniel J. Pilla's How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness. It's all about if you have a home foreclosure, a bankruptcy, a credit card reduction, if you negotiate a car that gets repossessed, whatever it may be, you have tax consequences. And that's what this book's all about, to help you minimize those in a very legal and appropriate way. Right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything we talk about in the book is based right on the Internal Revenue Code and the regulations, and there's no fantasy discussion in there about you can do this or you can do that when the law doesn't support it. So everything in there is based squarely on the law.
So this book is now, this folks, this is not a, this doesn't look like a textbook. This book looks more like a workbook, and which I think is smart, Dan. And it's the kind of book you've got a CD, and mine's got a CD with it. So, folks, this is a book that's easy to read. So what people can do with your book is inform themselves, become better educated about what their rights and their options are, so that when they talk to their tax preparer, they can explain to them, if they're not familiar with how they can avoid some of these taxes. Notice I didn't say evade, avoid, that's legal. Avoidance, tax avoidance is legal. They can avoid this and help out their tax preparer, right?
Well, yeah, no question about it. And it, you know, as far as avoiding taxes are concerned, it's, look, you either owe the tax or you don't. If you owe the tax, you got to find a way to pay it. If you don't owe the tax, you don't owe the tax. It's that simple. And what I'm saying is most of the people that are in this situation do not owe the tax. As far as the book is concerned, Jim, I take you step by step. I assume that the reader knows nothing about the tax law or nothing about the procedures that are available for dealing with these problems. So what I do is I take the reader step by step from the very beginning of the process all the way through to the end. And when I talk about tax forms and instructions and so on, I show you the forms. I show you exactly how to fill the forms out. I show you exactly how to put the information on your tax return so that if you're going to do it yourself, you can have the guidance and you've got the information you need to do it correctly.
Right.
I also show people, Jim, how to get money back from the IRS if you've already paid taxes on debt. A lot of people don't realize that you've got 3 years from the date you filed your tax return to claim a refund if you claimed if you paid taxes you don't owe. So if you read this book and realize, man, I had this problem 2 years ago and I ended up paying the tax, well, guess what? You can get your money back.
Wow, a lot of people have no idea about that. So they can find out all this in your book, right?
And
do you recommend people do their own taxes, or do they need to get somebody to help them with it?
Well, I think it depends on the situation. I think if you've got a simple wage income situation, in other words, you just work for a company and you get a W-2 every year, and that's your only income situation, and maybe you've got a few deductions because you own a house and you pay real estate taxes and mortgage interest and maybe some charitable contributions, you can do your own taxes.
But in this case, if they've got this kind of, if they've got a debt forgiveness issue with some phantom income, they need somebody to help them with all those forms, don't they?
Well, they need guidance, Jim, is what they need. And yeah, you can go to a tax professional, but the problem is too many tax professionals don't know the things that are in the
book. And that's why you need to check out Dan's book so you can become informed about this, so you can help them. It's called How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness. You want to give us the website, Dan? Tell us how to find it.
Yeah, the website is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word. No spaces of any kind.
Taxhelponline.com. And the book's available wherever books are sold.
That's right.
And there's a CD in the front, folks. Don't forget that. Is that the same thing in digital form?
Well, no, it's not. It's actually my one-hour seminar.
Oh, that's right. It's a DVD, right? It's not a CD. It's a DVD.
Yeah, it's actually a CD of the seminar. It's not a DVD.
Oh, I got
but
you.
My one-hour seminar on debt forgiveness that I've given for folks
so check that
in
out.
The past.
All right, I got about a minute left or so. Dan, I wanted to point out that today is Tax Freedom Day. After today, as of today, you and I would have earned enough money to pay all the taxes. Everything we've earned up to now has gone to pay all the taxes that we have to pay during the year. So we've gone three months and 20 days working for the government. Everything
isn't
after this
amazing.
Belongs to us. What do you think?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I'll tell you what, people don't realize how much money they're paying in federal and state and local taxes until you see it in the context of Tax Freedom Day. And so this is a calculation that's been done by the Tax Foundation for years that to make people aware of how expensive federal, state, and local government is. And it's really even worse than that. I mean, when you add in the
well, it's
cost...
Because, not only is it costing us all that money, we're not getting a good product.
and the product's getting worse, of course.
Yeah. I mean, some of the product's good. If your roads are good, if your bridges are holding together, if the garbage is getting picked up, that's that sort of thing. But
Jim, and what you're talking about are local government issues. Okay?
Yeah,
federal government issues.
That the federal government, that's where the product is bad and getting worse. So that's what we got to address. Hey, Dan, good job. Come back again real soon today.
Yeah, I'd love to be back. Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Dan Pilla, Daniel J. Pilla, P-I-L-L-A is his name. Check out his book, How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness. I gotta take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.